Welcome back, everyone, to the Sports Shots Pod to episode 42. Back-to-back weeks, being consistent. Kyle, what is in your cup?
We are finishing up this tequila from this weekend, and you will know why I had a bottle for this weekend.
That's why, everybody, it's a special episode. It's Kyle's birthday. Ready? Everyone at once. One, two, three. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Kyle. You are 32. Nice. Nice. Nailed it perfectly.
It's a little gay coming from you, but I appreciate it.
You'd rather be coming from... Yeah, you know what? Yeah, anything I say, you would probably say yes. Yeah. But anything...
No. Thank you, Isaiah.
You're welcome.
It was a very boring and dull weekend.
Listen, peaceful is another word to describe it.
Peaceful, yeah.
You know,
exactly.
You know, some people take peace for
granted. I did exactly what I said I was going to do.
There you go. You see,
I said I was going to sit my ass down and watch football all day, and that's pretty much what I did.
And sometimes last year, you really didn't get to do what you wanted to do on your own.
Yeah,
you know.
It's funny you remember that.
Of course I do. Of course I remember. I remember everything.
So I was making sure I stay 10 toes down this year.
I remember the first time you texted me when you bought a PS4, and then we hopped on GTA like that weekend.
I was on it all weekend.
Oh, dude, I know.
Nah, man, I still have to do chores though. I was fucking doing grocery store run, had to do a Walmart run yesterday, so mm-hmm. I'm like tempted to go up and at the cash register and be like, can I just walk out with this just for like today only? But, you know, generally people don't give a damn for the shit like that,
so yeah.
I have to pay like any regular day,
like any normal human being,
any normal non-birthday
day. Yeah.
Couldn't get a free shot anywhere because I'm not that bold enough to go to a bartender and be like, hey, yo, it's my birthday, where's my shot at? Because then it'd be everyone's birthday every day in the bar.
Nah, I'm pretty sure they'll believe, or they'll say like, hey, let me see your ID, and then you have proof, you know, like
I'd be like, you don't fucking believe me.
Yeah. And it's like, whoa, it says you're 21, congratulations. Just kidding.
Oh shit. You know what's funny? Yeah, we both paused.
We did. I'm not gonna cut that out. I'm gonna leave that in.
That's funny. I get ID'd when I'm clean shaven versus when I'm not. When I'm like full on whatever.
Yeah.
Don't even. I be pulling it out. They don't even need it.
Nah. Yeah, I haven't got ID'd in a couple years. A few years,
you
actually.
You look like you've worked a couple years out on a construction line.
Yo, dude, my skin looks like it too. Honestly.
Uh oh, we got the skull chant going. Let's hear this live.
Uh oh. Who's that? Who's the one doing the horn?
I honestly don't know. I don't know any famous people out of Minnesota or who the Vikings fans.
What?
The one I did know.
Brother, that was Jared Allen. What do you mean you don't know him? That was Jared Allen.
Wow, you saw that before I did.
I was like...
You know, he was wearing a cowboy hat. That should have been a dead giveaway.
Yeah,
I wasn't paying attention enough.
Rode out in the sunset when he retired on a horse.
Exactly.
You know?
Minnesota legend right there.
Oh.
My favorite defensive lineman growing up watching football. Let's see, my top four.
Okay, here we go.
In a base 4-3, we're going to jump right into it. Oh. Jared Allen.
Okay.
And Jared Allen, Javon Curse on the edges.
Okay, okay.
Interior. What I got as the interior.
I would have put Taylor over Curse, but that's fine.
Jason Taylor?
Yep. But this is yours. This is yours. Sorry.
Yeah. You know, I went Eagles bias with that.
A little bit.
Let's see. I really could have gone Julius Peppers too on the outside.
Yeah. Was he like 6'9", right? Or 6'8", I must have been.
Something like that. But interior, who am I going to put on the interior, though? I'd probably go Kyle Williams.
Oh, white boy.
Was like, yeah, that's the one from San Francisco, right? That played a long time?
No, you're thinking of John Smith.
That's who I want.
You're thinking of John Smith, yeah. Number 94.
There goes my line.
Yeah, Kyle Williams, 95 for Buffalo, played a long time.
Yeah.
Went to like one playoff game. This was prior Josh Allen era, obviously.
Doesn't matter. He was a rock. Mm-hmm. He was a rock at that position.
He was like the white Vince Wilfork.
Yes, he was. Whom also I could have picked, but I was going to actually save that for you because I know that's your guy.
Yeah.
All right, who's your four?
All right, so base 4-3, obviously keeping Jason Taylor. Right. The other end, I don't want to copy you. I'm going to go biasness. I'm going to go Dwight Freeney. That's who I'm going to go. This is like edge, right, obviously.
Who's your interior?
Interior is going to be Big Vince, even though he belongs in 3-4, but I'm going to say, you know.
Uh-huh. He does. That's another reason why I didn't pick him.
Yeah. That's,
he's more of a nose.
That's fair. Richard Seymour. Just put two Patriots. Hey, Hall of Famer. Hall of Famer, right? Relax.
Just pick all Patriots, man.
Okay. I guess, Chandler Jones. McGinnis, Rob Ninkovich.
Teddy Bruschi. Ty Law.
Yeah, I mean, this is prior like 2010s, right? So,
yes.
Yeah, because I think both of us would have said like J.J. Watt, Aaron Donald, right? Because those guys
should have and could have.
Those guys are probably the best.
Well, J.J., I would have said J.J. before Aaron.
I think Aaron Donald is the best DT ever.
When you have quarterbacks screaming in to the hot mic, oh my God, when they see you charging at them, I think that gives you that title, so that's fair.
When you have to take on a triple team every other play, you deserve that title. When you have a six-pack at 290 pounds, natural, you deserve that title. Yeah. I mean,
what's in your cup?
Oh, so, like my son, I'm feeling a little ill, a little sore throat issue, probably. So I'm drinking some tea and honey. Call me a sissy. I don't care.
I'll call you a little sissy boy. That's exactly what I'll call you.
I'll tell you what, no homo feels good going down the throat. I said no homo.
Was on that?
Listen, Kyle came in control.
I had to mute for a second. I guess I'll go into it. Going back to the Vikings real quick. I forgot to send you a picture. There's this car in my parking lot here. They have a skull sticker on one side of the back window, and on the other side, in the Vikings font, like in their lettering, it says someday.
Huh. Well.
Yeah. Well, you gotta feel sorry for these people, man. You gotta feel sorry for them.
I mean, I can't remember when was the last time they've been close. Well, I guess last year they were kind of close, right?
No, the year when the Eagles went to the Super Bowl the first time. That was the last time.
Oh, there you go.
They beat them in the title. So, that's enough Vikings talk for right now.
Yeah, get here, Vikings.
We were kind of slow staggering into this. Isaiah.
Yes, that's my name.
Checked out for the first time in well over 15 years, I'd say. Checked out a WWE event.
Whoa!
Out of Milwaukee. I have to say, first of all, one, and I'm sad to say that I had no idea who was on that roster going into it. Shout out to Melissa for getting me the tickets. Well, she wanted to go, asked me if I wanted to go tag along. I said, fuck it, why not? Oh, it's your birthday. So here, happy birthday.
Nice.
So like, all right, whatever.
Nice.
Went out there. And it was cool. It was still, I mean, it's still legit. But there's a lot of changes in there from when we was watching Raw.
Really?
If you watched it growing up.
They don't do it Raw anymore? They would use protection?
Yeah, they're using a lot of protection now.
I'll stop.
First off, well, the big one thing I saw there, Rey Mysterio has his son.
Oh, yes, yes. Oh, I didn't know that. Yes.
Yeah, I did not know that.
I know that.
Just like him.
Yeah. He does, yeah.
Yeah. Let's see. There was only two wrestlers currently on the roster that I remember from when I last watched Raw. Oh, and when I was last watching it, it was still on USA. I know, on Netflix now.
They are, really. I thought they were like on Fox or something. I don't know.
Nah. Well, Raw's on Netflix, I believe.
Okay. I think SmackDown's on Fox. Or True TV. I don't know.
I forget what they're on. I think they might be on USA. Maybe. I don't know. I forget. I didn't fact check myself on this.
Same.
Let's see. What else? You know, like, the walkout?
Yeah.
From the stage, you know, when they come out and all that shit.
Yeah.
The walkout, it's shorter, the stage, like, to the ring. So, if you remember, the iconic Charles Robinson always running out with the gold flowing hair, just flowing out whenever the ref gets smacked in the head with a steel chair. There's no ref in the ring.
Yeah.
So, they always send him out. His ass is just hustling down.
Busting down. So took him like 10 seconds, 10, 15 seconds to get to the ring.
Yeah. So they made the walk. I noticed how that was smaller. Do you remember when Jeff Hardy did a Swanton Bomb off of some little scaffolding that was on the side of the stage entrance?
When didn't he? No, but yes, I do. I don't know who it was on, but I do remember.
I think he did it. It was either Randy Orton or Umaga. Yeah, that scaffolding is no longer there.
Wow. Pansies.
That was the first thing I noticed, because when I noticed that, because it was always to the right of the stage when the stars walk out. When I noticed that it wasn't there, or maybe it was just the arena configuration. We were out of Milwaukee and they didn't put it up. But when I noticed it wasn't there, I was like, well, who the fuck is going to do a swanton off that? Like, everything has to be done in ring. So it's like, okay, y'all took that away. It seems like the storylines, to me, feels like, maybe it's because I'm an adult now seeing it versus when I was a kid and a teenager, they're very cheesy.
I think it's just now that we're like grown.
And having kind of gone more into UFC and boxing, which, by the way, the nigga won last night.
What you gotta say? Whoa, listen, respectfully, I fell asleep.
I fell asleep, man. I didn't even have enough alcohol to stay up and watch that. Because, no, like, I hadn't drank it all the Friday night. So, no. And then the fucking main event was going to be, like, they wasn't going to walk out until, like, after 11.
Exactly.
Like, I wasn't about to, like, stay up through the prelims.
For reference, we're talking about the Canelo and Crawford. But you know something crazy?
What?
I know Canelo has lost only 3 times in his career. I believe all 3 are to black guys. This one, Crawford, Floyd, and then I forgot his 3rd loss. I think he's only lost a black. Now, not saying he hasn't beaten black guys, but I'm saying like his.
He lost to him.
Now his only losses are to black guys.
What's up with it?
No, man. Canelo let us down. It is what it is. Canelo
trying to win a power game now.
Dude, he's fighting like every 6 months now. He's just trying to rack him up. He's like 50-3 now or something stupid.
He's got to have that CTE at some point.
Dude, it's the Gate, the Dos Equis. It just keeps him going.
Boy, I wonder how that stock did this weekend with this fight. Those are probably be good day trading stocks to kind of load up on and get rid of as these fights get near.
That's true. Whoever's your biggest sponsor.
It's speaking of sponsors, that's my next complaint with WWE. That ring is full of advertisements.
Really?
It's not that pure white clean where you can actually see the blood, the fake blood, when they be hitting each other with the sledgehammers and chairs and shit.
It's not, so it's like the UFC where they got fucking like Tap Out, they got Monster, they got all this other stuff. Wow.
They got, yeah, it was a big Slim Jim logo on there.
Oof. Are we talking about the meat? I'm just checking. I don't know what I'm saying anymore.
Yeah, I don't know what you're saying either. What else? Oh, their merchandise. So I wasn't gonna buy anything. I just wanted to walk by and see how much they was gonna be charging for that shit. Them shirts, which I know I can get off Amazon for like $15 mm-hmm. plus shipping. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're selling for like $40-$45.
That's crazy.
Y'all are crazy.
For a t-shirt? Shit. That's stupid.
For a t-shirt. Who the fuck is buying that? So
something with only four holes. Anyway, move on.
Boy, you're on a roll tonight. I am. Did you miss me or something?
Like, I did, Kyle. I missed you.
Like, you got some weird vibes going on over there, buddy.
It's the tea, brother. It's the herbs.
There's something else. There's something else going on. Something you're not telling me.
I'm just trying to. How do I say it? Input? To get my input as much as I can in this. I don't know.
Seeing like something was input into you.
Hey, this herb. And honey. I think it's honey. No, I'm just kidding. I know it's honey. It's bear.
Yeah. The fights, though. The fights were okay.
Yeah?
I have a new favorite that, you know, I'll start watching. I'm going to be watching Mando for those guys. Okay. What is it? The Uso brothers?
Okay, yeah. I think I've heard of
yeah.
them.
Yeah. Yeah, they're pretty cool. They seem like they're pretty legit. They're probably, I mean, they're not the artists. So
no, of course not.
They're not Edge and Christian.
Nope.
So you know, it's like, all right, they're not the Dudley Boys, but nope. You know, I get it. It's a new age. You know, it's like the NFL. You can't see the same stars that you came up with. You know, there's like a new generation of it. Mm-hmm. But I'm kind of like, get off my lawn now. Again, I miss the old wrestling. I miss the Attitude Era.
Yeah. That's, I mean,
I feel like it's actually safe for kids to watch.
Ah, okay.
Today. Because you remember, it was times where definitely my parents would not let me watch that shit.
I remember.
That's the wrestling I miss.
I remember there was a scene where McMahon got into like a limo. The limo exploded. And I went to go run to tell my dad. I was like, Dad, McMahon died in a limo explosion.
I remember that shit.
And I was like, he's like, what? And I was like, Dad, trust me. I just saw it happen on live TV. So I'm thinking like it's fucking like legit, right? He's like, oh, really? Oh, okay. I'm like, Dad, this is, I can't believe they're showing this on TV. I'm like seven. I'm
sure it's not when that shit happened. Because I was definitely in middle school when that. When they did that episode.
That's
insulting if you say that word to them.
Yeah. That little bit that they did, a little skit.
it's cool though. I'm trying to figure out why they are extending WrestleMania into 2 days though.
Prices. They could sell twice as many tickets.
Yeah, but the main event, you only have one good main event.
Usually.
I mean, hey, you know what? They got the tickets are selling, obviously. They're getting the money. So, more power to them.
Yeah.
I miss the old wrestling.
You want to move on to some football?
Are you ready for some football?
I've been ready for some football. What are you talking about?
So, we're going to have to sum up. We're going to quickly sum up weeks one and two. Bills-Ravens. That was, I mean, are you good with them if they meet like 16 more times? Just cancel the season?
Like in the games? In the AFC?
Just play every game. Yeah.
Oh, sorry. We're talking about week one. My brain. Oh, yeah. Just them. I mean, if they play like that 16 times, I'll watch it 16 times. Now, the Ravens need to learn how to not choke a lead. They're becoming the Falcons.
Best.
You know? But it's so changed. Derrick Henry is still Derrick Henry. That hasn't changed. He's still playing like he is the best.
Took a week off today, though.
He did. But I think this is like, I think he's, how do I say this? He's like this generation's like Hall of Famer. Like,
oh no, no doubt he's a Hall of Famer.
I think, like, call me crazy, but I would put him over Adrian Peterson. Right now, like, if he retired right now, I would put him over AP.
Is he even topped AP in yards?
I don't know, but I know he has two seasons with 2,000 rushing yards. Who you gonna look up? I'll look up the other person.
I'm looking up the NFL rushing leader right
now. Oh, sorry. Yeah,
let's see. I mean, he has a chance. Let's see, 11,592. Because 11,592 is where Derek is as of probably going into today. I doubt Pro Football would have updated immediately after the game.
Yeah.
So we're going to assume this is going in as of this morning. He has a chance to at least get up to 12 or 11. And that's where Marshall Faulk and Jim Brown is at 12, 3, 12.
Mm.
So, I mean, he probably pass it even more after that. Yeah, he probably won't get no higher than 10 this season. And Adrian Peterson's at 5.
10 what?
He at 14,918.
Oh, okay.
So, he got some work to do to pass AP. In terms of, I mean, if we're looking at yards, but
sure.
And impact, though, I mean, it seems like Derrick Henry had a greater impact on his games.
Yeah.
In a shorter amount of time than Peterson. Because Peterson was chasing checks at the end.
Yeah, he was.
We kind of figured out why.
The Commanders, the Saints, the Cardinals,
the Lions, the Seahawks.
Dude, he was playing on so many teams at the end.
Does it for a player that's had a very productive career, maybe borderline Hall of Fame, if not outright Hall of Fame, does it hurt their legacy if they hang on and kind of like either ring chase or paper chase, or like if they play past their prime and they're just trying to like tack on? Does it hurt? Does it help or hurt?
Oh, it hurts. 100% it hurts. That's
how so?
Because you're lowering your stats, meaning averages wise, right? You're playing more seasons without accolades anymore. And what I mean by that, you're not going to all pro. You're not going to get a Pro Bowl, right? You're not going to make those teams. So you're lessening your peak or your average by playing more, right? And not playing at that level that you were playing, right? So that's, so like, for example, well, I mean, I guess I'll use like Rodgers, right? Rodgers was a 4,000-yard, 40-touchdown guy. Now he's more of like a 3,500, 30-touchdown guy.
Right? I'm talking about Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers. He's still good, but he's not great anymore.
And you sent me a text earlier. I was going to just jump into it.
Yeah.
I figured I'd save it for the pod. You said Patrick Mahomes is better than Aaron Rodgers. Explain that text.
So, Patrick Mahomes is what Aaron Rodgers' peak was supposed to be.
Yeah, because Pat actually won extra Super Bowls.
Pat won one Super Bowls. He has, I think, he has one less MVP than Aaron Rodgers. He scrambles like Aaron Rodgers. He has his arm like Aaron Rodgers. He's just as talented. I think Pat Mahomes is what Aaron Rodgers was supposed to be, like, peak-wise. Aaron Rodgers is still great. He's probably top 10 quarterback all time still. But I think Mahomes, like what Aaron Rodgers' career was supposed to be with his talent, is what we're seeing with Patrick Mahomes. That's
fair. I have to agree with you. And it absolutely helps when you have the extra Super Bowls on top of it. To our dismay, because we're tired of seeing the Swifties. But hey, that Black Magic, I'm not going to say it's running out. It's just week two.
Yeah, I mean, they're as of today, they're 0-2. They lost to the Eagles again, two times in 8 months. But it seems like Mahomes has to do everything himself.
Yeah, that's fine for fam. That's fine with me for fantasy purposes.
Yeah. He again, this week, he led in rushing and had a rushing touchdown.
I am perfectly okay with that.
Yep.
What happened to Pacheco?
Listen, I never thought Pacheco was good. He just looks like he runs hard.
That's not... He just runs his... He chops his feet.
That's all he does.
I had him for fantasy for 1 year, I think his rookie year, and I never drafted him again after that.
Yeah, it
just did not look like he would replicate that. Like kind of like, you know, those one-hit wonders. And it doesn't look like their running backs that they get, not to get all Chiefs heavy in this shit. Everything has to work in the system. That's a system team that works. They're not going to have any main standouts because Pat is the system.
And yeah.
You have to play your part.
It evolves around him. They always have a speedster. No matter who gets hurt, they always have a speedster. And I don't know if you saw the game, but he missed Tyquan Thornton, who ran the 4-2. He missed a wide open touchdown. Way over his head. However, same drive.
He caught it. He caught him.
Yeah, but this time he was covered, but he made the throw. That's always expected. Mahomes is going to get that one 40-yard bomb. It's going to happen.
Speaking of 40-yard dash, they said, what's his name, Jordan Davis for the Eagles ran a 4.7?
No, it's impossible. Impossible. I'm looking this up immediately.
Check me, please. I thought I heard.
It was probably Jalen Carter. It's probably Jalen Carter. There's no way. If Jordan Davis ran a 40 time. Yeah, never mind. It was Jordan Davis.
Oh, my God.
At 340 pounds.
I was like, what happens if a 340-pound man is running at you that fast? What do you do?
Run out of bounds. That's what I do.
I was in the middle of cooking and I heard him say that. I had to like catch myself. I'm like, wait a minute, say the size again. How fast did he run? Like, that is not supposed to happen. I'm like, that should not be physically allowed, that a man of that size running that fast at you.
No, it shouldn't be humanly possible.
He's faster than me.
He's not faster than my fastest 40 time, but he did weigh 100 more pounds than me when I ran the fastest 40 time.
General, he's probably faster than me.
Probably right now, yeah. Me too.
Are the Packers the favorite in the NFC?
No. The Eagles.
Who's your favorite? The Eagles.
Eagles are. Just because... No,
man. A good front seven can stop any running game.
Yeah, that's why the Eagles.
So you didn't, and that's funny. I'm not going against you in saying this, like, you know, that I want the Eagles to lose. Mm-hmm. I'm just curious because it seems like maybe they can get. Is this stupid for me to say this? Maybe they can get a little bit more out of Jordan Love than what the Eagles are going to get out of Jalen Hurts.
Like, are you saying he has more potential than Jalen Hurts?
The ceiling, I guess. Whose ceiling is higher, Jordan Love or Jalen Hurts? At this stage of both of their careers, because they've both been out for a minute.
I guess I would say Love. That because Love has more to prove. Jalen Hurts...
He doesn't have anything more
to prove. Prove multiple games that he could throw the ball, but just that this Eagles offensive system right now, it's ground and pound.
Oh, it's tushing time.
Mm. Get your hands on those cheeks and
shove. Did you hear the ref when they went to the, you know, the extra ref that they bring in on the broadcast? And he said, "I'm so tired of this tush push." Because they had a hard time, because I think it was on towards the end. I think they did it on the third and the fourth down to keep the drive going. And, you know, it's kind of hard to see if the defense stripped the ball out. You know, you can't really tell. There's a massive humanity.
Yeah.
You know, where it is. So it's like, damn, the refs are getting tired of that shit. I see nothing wrong with it if it works.
It's rugby. We're watching rugby.
Oh, you want to see who really hates the tush push? Just go to the chat for the fantasy owners of Saquon.
Oh, there you go. They have their own tush push hate club.
Oh my god!
But I will say this about this week: so many points scored, and so many games.
We're not even talking college.
No, we're talking NFL. This was an outstanding week two.
I feel sorry for Bears fans.
I don't. Well, I guess I kind of do, but I just because they thought Caleb Williams was the answer, and you know, ever since he left Oklahoma,
it's not really him.
Oh, but I mean, like, he tries to make so much happen and does nothing. Like, he does so much extra, like how he is, like outside of football, how he's extra. You know,
yeah,
you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. I'm not talking about no guy. Don't talk about the guy that paints his fingernails. Talk about the quarterback of the Chicago Bears.
So, there was a stat week one that they said last year he had the most. He got sacked the most, like 68 times, mm-hmm. right?
CJ has to be second on that list.
Almost, now watch this. Almost half of those sacks, he held the ball for more than 5 seconds. Almost half of the sacks.
That's on you, Caleb.
That's on you. You have DeAndre Swift. You have two first-round tight ends. You got DJ Moore. You got another first-round wide receiver. You have Ben Johnson, the mastermind behind the Lions' offensive scheme the past 2 years. Like, there's no reason why the Bears should not be putting up points.
Is it all Ben, or maybe Dan, or is it or maybe this is just for this game? Dan Campbell was proving a point that the protege can't beat the teacher.
Oh, exactly. Because he lost his OC and DC. I don't know where his DC went. But
the Jets. And both of them are 0-2 to start the season.
Yeah. They ran his system well. Let's just say that, right? That's basically what this proves. Because I think talent-wise, the Bears have a better talent. Well, no. Because Lions got Jahmyr Gibbs and David Montgomery. I'm going to take that back.
Sonic and
Knuckles.
Yeah, I blacked out for a second.
It happens. It happens when you turn 32.
That's shut up.
Okay. But like,
and JJ, let me just
talk about these scores real quick. Like, Jaguars Bengals 27-31, Giants Cowboys 40-37.
Lions. I was watching that game. I sent you that text. What do you do when he hits a 65-yarder?
I mean, that's more unstoppable than the touch push, you know? But, like, let's talk about, like, Russell. 450 yards and 3 touchdowns.
Yeah, and the one pass that he shouldn't have thrown is what lost him the game.
Yep. You see? Wasn't a fluke, was it? Going flashback to 2014 a little bit.
Fuck that shit.
When you have a great defensive line, and then you lose the game with one pass. Brought back great memories.
Yeah, he shouldn't have made that pass. He should have. Today, he should have made the pass. He just, fuck, I don't know what the fuck he was doing.
Russell did.
Probably got...
Jamarcus probably Russell had
it. Yeah, but... Yeah, that was Jamarcus Russell out there, not Russell Wilson.
Exactly. And then also, Patriots Dolphins 33-27. All these games were so good.
Man, A-Chan had to step out of bounds. I was ready to text you.
It was funny. Kyle texted me. Did you see that punt return as soon as Washington took it back, right, for like 65 yards?
70.
Says 70-something yards, right? And then the very next kickoff, Antonio Gibson takes the kickoff back for 94 yards. And I text him back, did you see that kickoff right there?
And I was like, oh, nope, didn't see it because I changed the channel.
Yep. Kyle's Kryptonite is always talking too soon.
Bro, I thought I was going to be the leading scorer in fantasy this week.
That too.
And one of Melissa's friends, like, that, man.
Dude. you thought. out of nowhere.
Out of freaking nowhere, this guy that we just brought into the league, this dude already got 170. Here's who's in his lineup. Dak, Malik, Jackson Smith, Njigba. He had Jameer. Jonathan Taylor is having a resurgence.
Mm-hmm.
I actually thought about drafting him. And A-chan. This guy, man, he fucking... I was like, whatever. All right. I'll take third in scoring. Because I think your wife still might be second. Okay, and you didn't have to take pride in correcting me.
Oh, of course I did. I need Houston's kicker to give me 10 points. If not, then I lose.
That may happen because they're going to be field goal happy. Watch.
I hope they are. I bench Odunze, 28 points. Roast me.
Yep.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely roast me. Kenneth Walker, I started over Chase Brown. Roast me. Corin Sutton, it got me 1.1 points and I left 28 points on the bench. Roast. Is
Kyle Pitts actually making a large completion? He's being used?
I know. All he needed was a different quarterback. The third quarterback's the charm.
Already has three catches before the end of the first quarter.
Look at him go. Fantasy guy. He's a fantasy guy.
There's guys that draft that swore by him. A lot of guys in this country swore by Kyle Pitts, and they draft him every year.
For years, too.
Is this the year they get rewarded?
A broken clock is always right twice a day. I'll say that.
A blind squirrel finds a nut.
Eventually. Hmm. You know, for all we know, this might be his peak year. You know?
And then everyone is going to go all in on him next year, then he falls.
Yeah.
That's usually how fantasy works.
Be like, see, I told you.
All right, let's transition to college. Do we need any more proof that college football is no longer about building up a program? It's about you better hit that transfer portal and you better win immediately. I mean, we're not even a month into the season and we already have coach firings in college.
Who got fired recently?
We have, and these are some big time programs. You got UCLA letting go. I didn't even know he was coaching at the time. Deshaun Foster.
Mm-hmm.
He was coaching.
Oh, UCLA. Speaking of that, Nico is stepping away this season, the quarterback, to focus on his mental. He said his heart is in the game, if I read the report right. The man who was asking Tennessee for millions and then transferred to UCLA and was supposed to be one of the highest rated QBs. What a 180 from the previous season.
I'd give my, you know, actual commentary on that, but I don't want to get us canceled because then that'd be the one thing that goes viral for us and it'd be the one thing that shut us down because I have a lot of shit to say about that.
At least we went viral. And Tennessee's only loss this season, I mean, is to a ranked opponent, but they lost to Georgia for 44-41.
Yeah, at the last minute.
Exactly. So, double overtime.
Yeah, so.
Or actually one overtime. Sorry, it was double overtime. When the boy missed that 50-yarder, you remember you texting about it?
I literally said to this kid at the TV, this is your moment. Don't fuck it up. He fucked it up. He fucked it up hard, man.
Could it be Georgia?
Actually, I don't, because y'all getting paid when we didn't when we played. Yeah, that Nico kid. we roasted him earlier in the year.
We did.
For all that shit. But, you know, sometimes the shit can't write itself. So, no need in saying anything on that. Yeah, UCLA, they fired their guy. Virginia Tech, they also... they got their ass beat. That was an in-state ass whooping. So that was a little bit more embarrassing to lose to Old Dominion the way they did. And they said, you know, they shot the deuces to their guy. Both coaches were in their second seasons. Hmm.
That's two to too many. They need to get.
Hey man, that's the climate where we're at in college now. You know, you have to win immediately. Hell, for all we know, Marcus Freeman could be on the hot seat at Notre Dame just because they 0-2 after being in the playoff.
Speaking of that, does an 0-2 team belong in the top 25?
Bro, they got fucked hard in that shit. They dropped way down.
Well, I mean, to be fair, they started high and they haven't won a game yet.
It's because of the name. It's fucking Notre Dame. Yes. Because an 0-2 team, just because their name is Notre Dame, is still going to be ahead of a 3-0 USC at 25. How about South Florida dropping out the rankings after playing a ranked opponent the first 3 weeks of the season? Winning two, and yeah, they got smacked by Miami, but shit. Like, you're going to kick them out of the polls, but keep Notre Dame in at 0-2.
Yeah.
And doesn't play in the conference.
Mm-hmm.
This is some of the shit that annoys me with college football.
Yeah.
This is that shit right there.
And watch, they're going to play Purdue, they're going to whoop Purdue, they're going to play Arkansas, they're going to play...
And then they're going to move up. They're going to move up into the top 20.
Yep.
A 1-2 team in a top 20. It's just because they're Notre Dame. It's ridiculous.
Agreed. Texas, I'm going to speak on Texas at 8. They moved that one spot. That's fair. Arch is... I'm scared this season now, Kyle. I have not seen Arch have a good game. He threw 4 touchdowns last week. He would be whatever at Sam Houston. They played UTEP. UTEP does have a kind of good defense, but everyone but Arch looks good. But when your quarterback is the one that doesn't look good, your offense is going to struggle. And that's what's happening. Also, Shark going for a fourth down more than half the time. He needs to relax, all right? Take the points. He left like 9-12 points up on the board because he wanted to go for a fourth down and didn't make it. We can't be doing that against Georgia. I mean, every point we can get.
I hope you do. You know I'm going to text you after every fuck up.
I know. What about your team? Your team's doing good. 3-0.
Yeah, Rice and Stephen F. Austin. I'm happy that they showed out against Colorado.
They did. They showed out.
Who they got this week?
You know what? They belong there besides Notre Dame. I'm just hyping you up, Kyle.
Well, you know, I'm not surprised that they're not even there. Let's see. So, all right. Good job, boys. Y'all deserve a break. We'll see y'all on the 26th.
Okay.
At Oregon State.
That should be a good game.
And is that going to be, well, it's not Pac-12.
Okay.
It's going to be an after dark. Big Ten's Pac-12 after dark.
Is the Pac-12 even still a thing anymore?
It will be next season. But it's not going to be the way we once knew. So, you know, because of money.
Of course.
You know, I sent you a text saying that Boston College was playing Stanford in a conference game. Oh, Isaiah, my heart hurts. I still watch it because I'm just watching it before. I watch these games for the game itself.
To see
the players compete.
Yes.
I try to leave all of that shit out of it.
Leave the politics out.
It's when it's brought up and when it's mentioned that USC and Purdue played in a conference game. It kind of makes you throw up inside a little bit.
When you put the word conference, yes.
Yes.
That's what.
If it doesn't bother you, you're just not a true college football fan. That's all I got.
If it doesn't bother you, you don't know where Purdue is.
That too. I mean, Oregon playing Northwestern in a conference game. At some point, Oregon is going to play Maryland as a conference game.
Wow. Wow.
Rutgers, that's a further trip.
These are across the country. Literally across the country. One's on the Atlantic, the other one's on the Pacific. And they're in the same conference.
And Texas State is going to be in the Pac-12.
Wow. Good for them. Moving up. Look at them.
Mountain West, okay. Pac-12, no.
I mean, no one, but like, you know, it's good for Texas State.
It's good for them.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I'm saying. You know.
Speaking of Texas schools, is UTRGV the greatest college football program in the history of college football? I mean, they're unbeaten in their existence.
Yeah, I mean, I think they should move to the SEC. I think
that final score from this past week is going to be flipped.
Oh, for sure. But I mean, like, so they're in their FCS team, right? But first game is 66-0. Second game against Prairie View A&M, 27-21, respectable. We were off that game. But then Langston, 80-0.
Which I got against HBCUs, man.
Oh. Show them what the other skin color is. That's what we're showing them. It's not just black and white, baby. There's an in between. There's a mix. Go Vaqueros.
Hey, man. When did they play Texas and Alabama? Well, no, I'm sorry. When did they play? Give me a blue blood. Give me an actual respectable blue blood. Ohio State. When did they play them?
Ouch. probably 7 years from now.
You know, you'd be taking shots at U of H, so shut the fuck up. You're all right. Take your trash ass quarterback who's scared of the bright lights and he be is. Happy with him.
He is. I'm not happy with him, but that's a good description. That's a real good description. And it's so frustrating. It's frustrating when your quarterback can't pass. He's a great runner.
A quarterback that can't, isn't that like a fucking prerequisite?
It's supposed to be. But I guess not when your name is Manning. They probably assumed it just came with it.
Clearly, he's adopted.
Has to be. Ain't no way. But it makes sense that he came from a non-NFL brother. That's why he's doing this.
That's exactly what it was.
Yeah. That's...
You know they talk... you know... Brother, see, like, I don't have brothers. But if I did, if I was paid in Eli, you know they talking shit to him.
Oh, for real. If Arch was my nephew, I was paying her Eli, I'd be like, he got his dad's jeans. That sucks.
Oh, shit. Thanksgiving is going to be pretty interesting this year at that table.
Oh, dude.
I wouldn't mind being at that table, though. That's going to be some fine eating, I bet.
Oh, the best. The best sides. Not turkey, but the best sides.
If I did a Thanksgiving in Louisiana, I will probably need to check into a hospital after, because I will definitely be in a food coma.
Every time Louisiana has like a lunch like that, potluck, a mukbang, whatever you want to call it, I always think it's just spice. Just a bunch of spice. Good seasoning, but I mean, spice.
Go to Louisiana and take it somewhere. I know some places.
Why you say that all central? Relax. Don't be biting your lip when you tell me that. God. The birthday gift isn't me. Relax.
Speaking of which, what the hell did you get me?
You'll see. What the hell? What the hell is a present for you if you don't know? You know, you're not supposed to know. Relax, man. It's that bidet you've been wanting to tell me. I know your ass stinky. Just joking. Calm down.
I get a house built. I'm getting one of those.
I mean, you already know my story, how I burned myself so bad. Jump up so fast, my knees pop.
Yeah. You wish it was the booty warrior. In not a bidet.
That ain't me.
Isaiah, we got 2 weeks left of that regular season in baseball.
All right, well, then we'll talk about it in 2 weeks. I'm joking.
Because I definitely don't want to talk about a certain something.
Who's the someone? Now I'm interested.
It's a certain some people in a certain organization that's acting, yeah, we're going to say it, all nonchalant about losing a fucking lead.
Who is it? Say it.
You say it.
You say it. You don't want to bring it up. You say it.
I don't want to get sued. You say it.
You say it.
All right. Let's stop fucking around. We've been fucking around this whole goddamn episode, man. Fucking Astros, bro. Man, how do they... The Mets are actually Mets, as you would expect. But, you know, we said a couple weeks ago that the Mariners were the new Mets. And since then, I don't think they've lost.
Nope.
It's kind of like...
Kyle talking too soon again.
It's getting buried alive. And like that, you know, that air hole that you had is getting thinner.
Yeah.
That's us right now.
Yeah, we got 12 games left, Kyle. What sucks is that no one in the division is eliminated yet.
Oh, it's going to come down to the final day.
It is. Oh, I hate it. It stresses me. It's like... What's the point of going through the stress if you just could lose in the divisional?
That's why I separated myself from it. Because I don't need that mental stress right now. Because every single day is going to... Even the games that we could have won are slipping away. I.e. Brian Abreu. Yeah, call him out by name. No one is fucking hidden. Gray ain't hidden. Walker ain't hidden. Payne ain't hidden. He's hidden enough. He's not. The dude came back and had like 12 hits in a three-day span. At one point.
But that's just him, you know. He's a span guy. You know, we don't have that consistent Kyle Tucker, that consistent Alex Bregman.
Man, he wasn't even on it. He fell off after the All-Star for the Cubs.
Yeah, true. But it's like they kept the consistent in the regular season, you know. Gave us that false confidence because came playoffs, they were gone. But they gave us that confidence that was actually false. They're like, oh yeah, we got the division. And now it's just, you know, we don't look like a team that's going to compete with these 90-win teams.
Nah. And at the same time, you gotta ask yourself, would you even want to see them in the playoffs? Because I don't want to see this team in there.
So I don't either.
There's absolutely no slug whatsoever.
I don't want to see them in playoffs because then the other fan base is just gonna talk shit once they beat us.
I'm not even worried about that shit anymore because we got another ring.
Yeah, we have two in 5 years. Well, 8 years. The past 8 years, right? I think, 2017, 2022, right? Or 2021? No, 5 years. But I just, you know, I don't want this team to be in playoffs, and then, like, we go play a very good team, and they just sweep us. And then...
That's what's gonna happen.
And then, that's how the season ends. I'd rather we just don't make playoffs than get swept, you know, in a divisional. Personally. Right, but I don't know. And then I don't even want to talk about the teams going in, who I think is going to win, because baseball is just up in the air every year, honestly.
Yeah, I'm not even making any picks because it literally could be anyone.
Yeah, there's not going to be 100-win teams.
Nope.
Not a single
everything,
one.
Everything is too close to the pack. I mean, hell, the Dodgers aren't even running away with their division. That might come down to the final day.
I'm pretty sure it is.
The Giants done jumped back into the race. I think they're about to have a game out that last wild card spot because the Mets are met as we speak. They want today, but you know.
I mean, someone as bad as the Braves are still up for wild card. You know.
What do you think is harder? What do you think is harder to do? Hold on to a first place lead or chase down the first place team?
I need more more context. Are we talking in conference or division? And make sure you unmute yourself.
I guess I would say, just use the Astros and the Mariners, for instance. What do you think is a harder job to do? You're being in the Astros' shoes and trying to hold on to first place, or being in the Mariners and trying to chase them down and hope you can overtake them? What do you think is a harder job to do in baseball?
I'm going to say chasing first place. Now, because if you're in first place, you could win the series, but you don't have to sweep everyone, right? Where when you're chasing first place, you gotta try and sweep the first place guys to get them back on your level, and also win the other series as well. Because if you don't have a winning record against that first place team, because you can have a winning record against Mariners, got a winning record against the Astros, and just lose everyone else, right? That's feasible. But you got to do that and make sure you win all the other series. But I mean, it's close. It's right there. It's not like one's more obvious than the other.
Yeah,
like it's tough. Now, I would say, how do I say this? Not the mental, but the talk of like keeping top dog title. Then you know it's gonna be harder to keep that, especially when the race is close, right? If the race is close, there's not really a top dog anymore. But that's my take.
Yeah, that's a pretty good take on that. I definitely agree with you. It's harder to chase because if you're already in first place. Well,
if you're already in first place, all you gotta beat is second place.
And all you gotta do is take care of your business.
Yeah.
But you have to do that without looking behind you, because you're already in first. Mm-hmm. You just have to take care of what's in front of you.
Yep.
So you have, that's one element of stress that you're not having to worry about. Because like, if you're in second, you're trying to chase them down, you're constantly scoreboard watching. And you're trying to play perfect and hope that whoever you're going up against can lay down for you, which is almost never the case, and it shouldn't be the case, because if it is, then that's why we need to further separate Vegas from these leagues.
Mm-hmm. No, yeah, that was good. That was a good question. It's kind of like the other one that we asked a long time ago, what championship is harder?
I still say Stanley Cup.
You said that because of longevity, right?
Yeah, longevity. And longevity plus physicality plus all the skills that you have to have just to play the damn sport.
No, yeah, it's true. I had said football just because of the single game elimination. That's amazing, my whole reason behind it. Because it always blows my mind that team that won the Super Bowl went undefeated in playoffs. That team that won the college championship went undefeated in playoffs. Right?
Hey, football, you got it. Football, you got to be 1-0 every week.
Exactly. And that's,
you carry that mentality.
That was basically my argument too.
But in hockey, or in baseball, or in basketball, mm-hmm. but in this case hockey, because I said the Stanley Cup was harder to win.
Yeah.
You got to go 1-0 every day.
Yeah. No, yeah. That's true. but you could lose some and still win.
That's true. That's true. Because if you lose in a football, you're done.
Yes.
But, you know.
But, I mean, if you're not dominating the series, then you're probably not going to win at all. Right? So. Yeah. Oh, we just hit the hour mark. I think that was a good chill little episode. Got
fucked
stuff
around
a little bit
around a little.
It's fine.
A little bit, but it's
fine. It's fine. Listen, the five people that listen to this are gonna be like, yeah, this was a chill episode. You know,
the five people that listen plus the few hundreds that'll briefly scroll through the reels be like, yeah, this is a pretty chill.
Yeah, cool. I won't follow, but I'll pay you a like and some screen time. That's it.
Maybe we get some ads.
Oh, maybe. Maybe we could start receiving ad revenue instead of paying for ad revenue. You know. That's the goal. But anyway, thank you everyone for watching or listening. We appreciate all 5 of you. And hopefully there's 10 of you. See ya.